Is fighting a good thing? Is it a right thing to do? I cannot effectively advise you on this in this introduction, but in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 12, Paul told the young man Timothy about the good fight of the faith. Brother David Johnson will use this as a sermon topic on this Words of Life program. We are brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who pray and contribute so that the gospel effort can be shared. We are now going to present singing of a gospel hymn. If you know that song, why not sing along with your radio? Father, your word tells us that you love us, You gave Jesus because of this love so that we will have the only way of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you for blessing us and loving us so much. Please be with each of our listeners so that they will know Jesus. Please be with each of our listeners so that they will know Jesus, have your healing, and enjoy your peace. We ask that you will also bless each one who is upholding your name as they believe and share the gospel. And when Jesus comes for his church, help us to be found in a state of readiness. And thank you for letting us talk to you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Using 1 Timothy 6, 11 through 12, Brother David Johnson will now present The Good Fight of Faith.
Thank you for listening to this Words of Life radio broadcast. Thank you for having an interest in the truths of God. May we all integrate these truths into our everyday lives and share its principles, precepts, promises, and prophecies with others. The title for the lesson is The Good Fight of the Faith. And our primary text is taken from the New Testament, the first epistle to Timothy, chapter 6, verses 11 through 12. Listen to the Word of God. But you, man of God, flee from all of this, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Wonderful words directed to a young believer and applicable to each of us. Faithfulness speaks to superlative character. For example, faithfulness to spouse, faithfulness to family, faithfulness to country. As Christians, our highest faithfulness is to the living God, our Creator, Savior, and Lord. True faith is evident in a lifetime of faithfulness to the end, no matter what happens in between. Not everyone can preach or pastor, but everyone in Christ must be faithful and can be faithful. Someone has wisely written, quote, "Of ourselves, we have but little weight. No particular talents or position or anything else to put into the scale. But let us remember that again and again, God has shown that the influence of a very average life of faithfulness, when once really consecrated to God, may outweigh that of almost any number of merely professing Christians." End quote. We all know of people who sometimes, due to struggles and hardships, have lost their faith in God. Most were probably never people of genuine faith to start with. Yet others, true Christians, just couldn't cope and have fallen away from the living God, fallen away from His church, and have gone back to the world. None of us should judge these people, for we cannot accurately discern hearts. It is not for us to condemn, nor certainly to condone. However, we leave judgment to God, who does know hearts. The biblical prime example of suffering apart from Jesus Christ in the Scriptures is the patriarch Job. This believer in the living God suffered terribly, through no direct fault of his own. Job lost his wealth, lost his children and health, all especially dear to him, and all especially dear to everybody. For Job, his greatest trial was not the pain or loss. Instead, it was not being able to understand the why God allowed him to suffer so. So very much as a blameless believer. This type situation is true of Christians today, of professing Christians, of genuine Christians, as we ask sometimes, very fervently, "Why, Lord? Why did you at least allow this to happen?" Genuine obedient faith in God does not allow Christians to be exempt from troubles, even severe trials. Jesus Christ Himself told His first century AD disciples, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33b. Jesus Christ therefore affirmed that in spite of inevitable struggles, believers would not be left alone. That because Jesus, the ultimate suffering servant of God, prevailed, persevered over His many severe trials and troubles, and won the victory, even over the cross and the tomb, as Christians, remaining faithful to Christ, we can, with God's help, find peace even through the most troublesome times in our lives. Well, how? By trusting and leaning upon God, no matter who or what comes against us. God is stronger and wiser to help us through. An inner peace can become a byproduct of our faith as we allow God to carry us through. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 and following. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with Him, we will also live with Him. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. If we disown Him, He will also disown us. If we are faithless, He will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. God is always faithful, no exceptions. Our mandate is as revealed in Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. For in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Our reliance in God ultimately remains firm and steadfast, even though we cannot see or perceive God by our natural senses. During the horrible days of, for example, the Nazi Blitz of England, a father holding his young son's hand ran from a building struck by a bomb. In front of the building was a large shell hole. Seeking shelter as soon as possible, the father jumped into the hole and held up his arms for his son to follow. Terrified, yet hearing his father's voice telling him to jump, the boy cried, "But I can't see you." The father, looking up against the sky, tinted red by the burning buildings, called out to the silhouette of his dear son, "But I can see you. Jump!" The son jumped because he trusted deeply his father's voice. As sons and daughters of God, our Father, our trust must remain true in Him and to Him. It's our Christian faith that enables us to face life's many struggles and even to meet death itself. We live by faith in a God we cannot see, but He sees us. And He knows us better than we know ourselves. We can learn by a maturing faith to find a peace which transcends all human understanding and will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, as is revealed in the Philippian letter, chapter 4. And verse 7. So very often, in our deeply troubled times, we lack understanding as to the whys. We have few, if any, answers, only taxing questions. But we must trust in our God, who alone has full understanding and has all the answers. In abiding faith, He is the source of our peace if we surrender our lives, good and bad, to Him. At the end of Paul's first letter to the younger man Timothy, he challenged and charged him to keep the faith. In the preceding verse to our text of 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verses 11 and 12, Paul wrote of some who have, quote, wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs, end of quote. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10. But to Timothy he wrote, "But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith." We all in Christ must remain men and women, young and old, of God. And yes, we may waver, wander from the faith, but eventually we all must fight the good fight of the faith, remaining faithful. The original Greek word for fight gives us our English word agonize, which was used in both military and athletic endeavors to describe the concentration, the self-discipline and extreme effort to win, to be an overcomer. The good fight of the faith can include not just the seen physical challenges we all eventually face, but also the not seen spiritual conflicts we face. The mental anguish in which we agonize at times. The physical we usually emphasize is temporal. However, the spiritual has eternal consequences. Our faith must prevail over our struggles. And why? The reason Paul gave was of most importance. Listen again to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12b. To take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Here the Apostle Paul soberly, seriously admonishes Timothy to hold on to get a firm grip on the reality of the final crown of victory that is eternal life with God through persevering faith by the grace of God. Eternal life with God is His gracious gift by His grace, by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ on the cross, but it is also through persevering faith in our Lord. It's through the good fight of the faith, which includes when we agonize through our troubles, refusing to apostatize or fall away from our always faithful God, who will never leave us nor forsake us and give us the power to help us through. Finally, consider this as an illustration. For 111 days, Charles Engel, Ray Zahab, and Kevin Lynn ran across the Sahara Desert. They touched the waters at Senegal in Africa, made their way through Mali, Niger, Libya, and Egypt to touch the waters of the Red Sea. Along the way, the trio faced blazing afternoons of well over 100 degrees, jarring, freezing nights, sandstorms, tendinitis, violent sickness, aches and pains and blisters. But their biggest challenge was finding drinkable water. Running 4,000 miles, 36 miles per day across the forbidding Sahara Desert is an amazing, persevering accomplishment. However, more commendable, much more commendable, are these persevering, faithful examples. Young people who persevere in their purity until marriage, despite crushing peer pressure. Husbands and wives who persevere in their faithfulness until death do us part. Christians who finish their lives still serving and spiritually growing. Christians who persevere through many conflicts, remaining faithful to our God, loving and joyful from first to last. Christians who finish the race of this life in the faith, faithfully looking forward to seeing Jesus face to face. That's amazing perseverance that we can never do on our own. God in us can help us cross the finish line triumphantly, victoriously, as overcomers, more than conquerors, in our faith. Let us all continue to fight the good fight of the faith.
Oh, for a faith that will not shrink, nor press by every fall, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly wall, that will not murmur or complain beneath the chastening rod, but in the hour of grief or pain will lean upon its God. A faith that shines more bright and clear when tempests rage without, that when in danger knows no fear, in darkness feels no doubt. Lord, give us such a faith as this, and then whatever may come, we'll take in here the hallowed bliss of an eternal home.
It has been our blessing to hear Brother Johnson's message. If you are not yet a Christian, please give full consideration to your relationship with Jesus. It is important that you know Jesus as Savior and Lord. If we can help you in your relationship with Jesus, please contact us. You may also receive a free recording of this and last week's broadcast by asking for program number 2006. That's 2006. Please write to us today. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing now.